You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's a Thursday on a Cowboys game day, and that means it's time to get riled up on your Cowboys with your man, Roy White, at RW3 on Twitter. You can follow me. Of course, follow the great work at Blogging the Boys at bloggingtheboys.com. And make sure you check out that YouTube page as well, as we will have a special broadcast tonight post Cowboys Hall of Fame game against the Steelers. That's right. On the YouTube channel, we'll be breaking down everything you see in tonight's matchup. Normally, I would also have my co-host, Mr. Tom Ryle, the namesake of the program, but Tom is traveling back from Oxnard, got to get his own eyes out there on what the Cowboys were doing at camp, and he has some terrific write-ups at bloggingtheboys.com for you to go ahead and check out as well. Want to make sure you check out all the great content at bloggingtheboys.com to get you ready for the game tonight, but this podcast specifically, we are here. We are ready to talk football, and finally, while it's not exactly what we're all hoping for, right, we get very excited about the Hall of Fame game, only to realize that the players that we know and love are probably going to be playing for less than a quarter or so, but even still, there will be plenty to watch tonight. So first, before we get into the three reasons and the three focal points for me in tonight's game of what I'll be looking for, I want to first take a second to go through the players that we will not see tonight. Now, it's no surprise that the Dallas Cowboys are deciding to keep Dak Prescott away from this game. Hasn't been throwing for a week and a half. I know they say that they are just taking things cautiously. However, I always, and I have beat this drum on this podcast many, many times, do not take the Cowboys' word for it when they describe a team injury. Now, there's enough people around the team that have told me they don't think it's serious either, that I'm still at like a 2 or a 3 from a concern level about Dak Prescott's throwing shoulder. However, with him not participating in this game, and again, no one really expected him to, I would like to see him get some action in games 2 and 3 of the preseason, especially if game 3 is going to be the dress rehearsal and we know he won't participate in their 4th preseason game. I would like to see him get a few snaps in game 2 and ultimately maybe get a full quarter or so in game 3 just to get his feet back underneath him. With that being said, Dak Prescott not traveling with the team, along with the other individuals who have been on the PUP list and not been practicing, Amari Cooper, DeMarcus Lawrence, no surprise there, not traveling to Canton with the team. The other names, though, that will not be traveling with the team, some of these may surprise you, some of them not. Zach Martin and Tyron Smith, no surprise there. We're completely fine with where they are health-wise. We want to keep that going. On that note, the good news, Lyle Collins will be traveling to Canton for this game and is expected to get a few snaps. So that's something we'll be looking for on the offensive line. In addition to that, though, the players that will be held behind, Greg Zuerlein, the field goal kicker, they feel pretty set at that position. Might as well have a competition and let the punters and the other kickers hash it out on that front. Some other names, Blake Jarwin, whether he's tight end 1 or tight end 1A, he will not be traveling with the team tonight, nor will Jordan Lewis, Malik Hooker, who's still joining the team, getting back out of, you know, COVID restrictions and things and working his way into the practice scene. CJ Goodwin, the special team standout. Yeah, I know, again, feel pretty confident he's got a spot on this special teams. And that is a unit that will get a lot of attention tonight, one you should keep an eye on. Tristan Hill, still recovering from injury, still working on the sidelines. He will be back in action. He will not be traveling with the team tonight, along with Chauncey Goldston, Francis Bernard, Josh Ball, and Bradley Anai. So a couple names that will not be traveling with the Cowboys, will not be participating in the game tonight, but that doesn't mean there won't be things to watch. And of course, we got some other news around the NFC East that we'll get into in just a bit, a big retirement and a potential move that could make one team in the NFC East a lot more formidable here in 2021. But for the game tonight, what are you watching for? And hit me up at RW3 on Twitter. Hit us up at Blogging the Boys. What will you be paying attention to tonight? What will you be focused on? For me, the number one answer is, I think, the answer for every Cowboys fan out there, especially if you've been reading the practice reports from out at camp. We've got a lot of time to see what the backup quarterback situation looks like behind Dak Prescott. And up to this point, it has not been encouraging for most Cowboys fans. Now, with Dak not traveling, Mike McCarthy mentioned that the three quarterbacks still on the roster, Garrett Gilbert, Cooper Rush, and Ben DiNucci, will all get significant time in tonight's matchup against the Steelers. Will that do anything significant? I think it will actually be very important. Garrett Gilbert going to get the start. I expect Cooper Rush maybe to get a quarter or two, and then Ben DiNucci will probably anchor the game and play either the entire second half or most of it. Can either of the two guys on the end play their way out of getting cut? I'm not entirely sure, but what we will all be watching for is whether or not these guys can perform well enough to put our minds at ease in the event Dak Prescott is going to be unavailable. To me, this game will tell the Cowboys front office everything they need to know about whether or not it's time for them to go out onto the market and explore other quarterback options that are still potentially out there. We spoke about Blake Bortles last week. Another name that's come up this week, Robert Griffin III, who has posted videos of him working out and getting ready for the NFL season. I'm not sure if the Cowboys are ready to go there yet, but in the event they will be, they'll probably know a little bit better after they see what they see tonight and get a look at the guys that are available tonight. In addition to that quarterback battle, and excuse me, because my son is hanging out here, and say hello, bud. Why don't you say hello?
Hello.
Yeah, that's enough. We'll be looking at the punting game situation as well. And for me, it's not necessarily an aspect of the game that I'm paying attention to, that I'm throttled by. But at the same time, the Dallas Cowboys do have a pair of punters on the roster who are vying to, you know, make their name in this game and find a place for them. There's not going to be room for two punters on the roster. Obviously, for the Cowboys, you know, they've had their struggles in that sense. Chris Jones was not one of the better punters in the NFL a season ago, and he is no longer here. Yes, bud, you're raising your hand. That's so nice.
Daddy, when this runs out of battery, the computer will be dead, and then you have to charge it back.
Amen. Hunter Niswander and Brian Anger are the two guys to keep an eye on that'll be punting in this game. And let's face it, we probably expect a lot of punting to take place in this game based on the type of play we've seen from the cornerbacks thus far. So the punting game will be one to keep an eye on. Obviously, the backup quarterback is one to keep an eye on. And then also the offensive line. This is not necessarily one of my three ones that I'm absolutely focused on, but I will be focused on Connor Williams and how he is used. Connor Williams making the trip. They expect him to both play at guard and get a few snaps at center early on in this game. So you want to make sure you'll be there for the first couple of series, because I do expect Connor to get work at both positions. And that's going to be Cowboys fans' first opportunity to see him in that role and really see if the Cowboys feel like they have the versatility and the depth along that offensive line position that, you know, they believe they do, that some people maybe believe that they don't have. In addition to that, the last thing I will be focusing on, the three big things, of course, again, the backup quarterback situation, the punting game, and the rookie watch. 11 players were drafted by the Dallas Cowboys in this most recent draft, the highest total in the NFL, and I would expect nearly all 11 to get some action. Now, as we already mentioned, Golston not going to be available for this game, but Micah Parsons making the trip, He was getting his prep in early by shouting out some TikTok twins. So you obviously know he's amped up for the game. That's exciting stuff. But I expect him to get a decent load, right? Maybe an entire first quarter, maybe a couple series. But I do expect number 11, Micah Parsons, to be highly featured early on in this game as they look to get a look at the rookies that are available. Israel Mukuamu, the safety, number 38. Out there in your scorecards, he'll be one to watch because, you know, as a late rounder and as a player that they drafted who was originally a cornerback at the University of South Carolina, he's got a great opportunity to at least make a name for himself as a safety. And that's a position that still is offering guys an opportunity to make an impact. Some of the other names that we'll keep an eye on, the interior of the defensive line, and specifically the likes of Osa Odighizuwa and Quentin Bohanna. Now, Quentin Bohanna, if you've listened to the podcast, you know, pet cat of one Tom Ryle, so he's very excited to see what the big man can do on the interior. But Odighizuwa, just as entertaining, just as exciting, just as insightful in terms of a player that Cowboys fans would like to see and would like to see what he can do. Will we get a look at Jabril Cox? We haven't seen a whole lot of Jabril Cox in the preseason, or at least in training camp. There hasn't been a lot of talk out of training camp of the things that he has been doing, but is this the perfect opportunity to get him a lot of reps, get him a lot of looks at the NFL level, and maybe accelerate what some people are potentially calling a redshirt year for Jabril Cox? I think when we drafted him, a lot of people thought he could be able to make an impact here in 2021. That sentiment has cooled over the last couple of weeks. So we will see if he can get some of that excitement back again with a good performance in this game. Kelvin Joseph, obviously, the second round cornerback, expect to get a lot of looks from him. Will he be matched up against the best wide receivers that Pittsburgh has to offer? Not entirely, no, but he will still be out there against NFL competition and will still have an opportunity to make a name for himself. The other names that we mentioned, well, Tyler Coyle, the free safety, you know, undrafted free agent, not a name that anybody was excited about, but a name that has made some waves there in camp, has certainly made some plays there in camp. The other rookie that we won't see, unfortunately, Josh Ball, the rookie offensive lineman, will not travel with the team. But Matt Farniok will, a guy who played all five offensive line positions in college. You would expect to see him in multiple spots as well, a lot like Connor Williams, to see what they have there. And then Semi Fehoko, the sixth-round wide receiver who may be able to deliver, may be able to turn some heads, has a great opportunity to do so because he will be getting a lot of snaps with no Amari Cooper. Hi. And I expect to see little to none of CeeDee Lamb and little to none of Michael Gallup. So we've got a lot to watch. We've got a lot to watch in this game. Yeah, it looks like Play-Doh. It's not exactly Play-Doh, but it is a microphone. And we got a lot to watch in this game along the defensive side of the ball and along the offensive side of the ball. Will there also be some coaching decisions that can be scrutinized in this game? I know people don't want to get too hype into coaching decisions, especially in the preseason. I hope Mike McCarthy will be loose with it. I hope he'll allow guys to go for it on fourth down. I hope he'll, you know, make some exciting types of decisions that, you know, get the blood pumping a little bit. It's still preseason, right? It's like when you get into the game, all the excitement, all the buildup, and then within 5 minutes, you realize all the players that you recognize, all the players that you're interested in seeing are gone. And then we're kind of just left with slapstick football for the last couple of minutes. Well, that's okay because there will still be plenty to garner from it. And again, if you make it through the entire thing, you will want to check out the Blogging the Boys YouTube page directly after the game, as we will have a full breakdown of everything that we've seen, both from the standout rookies, the standout performers, and the players we might have some concerns about based on their performance in this game. So hopefully that catches you up, gives you a little insight of what's going on with this game tonight. I did want to briefly touch on the items around the NFC, because with each NFC East team, there is an interesting story going on. Number one, How about the New York Giants? Joe Looney last played with the Dallas Cowboys, was signed by the New York Giants earlier this week off a free agency. He got in one little fight, and his mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle to Bel Air." No, not exactly, but Joe deciding that maybe the grass isn't always greener, he wound up hanging up his boots and announcing his retirement. Yes, buddy.
Where did you put the shopping cradle first?
I hid that away, and that's gone for a good while. You're not going to see that again until later tonight. I promise you that. Joe Looney, not ultimately retiring, stepping away from the game. Thank you for your service, Joe, and thank you for even more service in the Dallas Cowboys by not taking your talents to the New York Giants and helping them out. The other news from around the NFCE, the Washington football team has announced that they will no longer allow Native American garb in the stadiums. Long overdue on that one. Surprised they were still doing it after they dropped the old team name. But finally, they made the announcement they'll no longer allow the portrayals of Native Americans in the stadium, which I think is a smart move on their part. And then finally, the big one from the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles, apparently, according to a report from CBS Sports last night, and this really wasn't really a report. This was much more of just a tweet that stated that the Eagles and Houston Texans are potentially getting close to a deal or pursuing a deal for Deshaun Watson. Now, the considerable hurdles that by the CBS Sports reporter is that, you know, they don't mention the fact that he's got several sexual assault allegations, right? Those would be the considerable hurdles that I would be concerned with as to whether or not you were able to trade for a guy like Deshaun Watson. And those are considerable enough hurdles that I would not anticipate them actually making a move for it. But it's apparently in the news enough to have Cowboys fans concerned. I don't think they need to be concerned. If a deal like this does get done, I would be surprised if Deshaun Watson actually suits up this season. Still dealing with some injuries down there in Houston, but at least it is one to keep an eye on. And of course, here at Blogging the Boys, we will keep you posted if anything happens on that front. As you can tell, your man Roy is doing it under a little bit of duress here. So with all that, hopefully we got you ready for the Hall of Fame game tonight. Again, reminder, get on the YouTube page afterwards to check out what the Blogging the Boys crew has got for you from a recap standpoint. Again, RJ Ochoa will take you around and have all the outstanding highlights, all the reactions from the game tonight, so we can pick this team apart and get them ready for the regular season, which is just a few short weeks away from today. Thursday night football kicks off with the Dallas Cowboys taking on the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers just a few weeks away from now. So with that, get you ready for the game tonight, get you a soda, get you some pop, get you a beer, enjoy yourself, hang out with some friends, although mask up because that Delta variant is legit. And if you have any questions or want to hit us up at RW3 on social media, at Blogging the Boys, let me know what you're watching tonight. If I missed it, let me know what you're watching tonight. What are you excited about seeing tonight? What do you think we will learn from tonight's ball game? And with that, we will see you next Thursday here on Riled Up on the Cowboys. Peace.
The Current podcast is back with an exciting new season featuring marketing executives from the world's most influential brands. Tune in to hear what's driving conversation in the fast-moving world of digital advertising with unique insights from brands as diverse as Hilton, Instacart, Moderna, Major League Soccer, and more. And in this presidential election season, The Current explores what a national political advertiser like the National Republican Senatorial Committee and a major CPG brand like Hershey can learn from each other. Listen in and subscribe to The Current at thecurrent.com or wherever you get your podcasts.